Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I am Mark, your host, and I just want to take a minute to introduce a section where I was lucky enough to talk to the writer-director pair of this film. The film is from Bleecker Street, and it is called Montana Story, and it is a family drama set in Montana on a ranch. It's about a man who's dying, who's on his deathbed, and his estranged son, who comes home to help settle his father's estate and affairs when he dies, and his sister, half-sister, who shows up, who is very estranged from their father. And it is about their relationship with each other, their relationship with their father, their relationship with their upbringing, the story of their mothers. It's a really wonderful tale. Again, written and directed by Scott McGehee and David Siegel. And it stars Haley Lou Richardson and Owen Teague as Aaron and Cal, our brother-sister combo. It's really a nice, solid, slow burn movie that you just want to watch because it's a beautiful film. It's shot in Montana, big sky country. It's just some fabulous things to look at on top of this performance by these two young actors who we will talk about in the directors, as you will see in a moment. But unfortunately, if you are listening to this, you will notice no problems with that interview. If you're watching this, you will notice that technology is a wonderful thing, and I do not have video because my camera froze. However, you will get to see these two gentlemen talk about this film and answer my inane questions, and hopefully you will glean something pertinent from that discussion. I know Ryan is interested in watching this, and if we talk about that, we'll be tacking our discussion on to the end of this for you, so sit back, relax, enjoy the few minutes that I got to spend with Scott and David and talking about Montana Story. Excuse me. Thanks.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, David and Scott. I hope you're not too wore out from your very busy day today. I understand you had to start early for the East Coasters.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Good. Well, let's talk about Montana Story for a second, or for a couple minutes. Let's start with the obvious. You have a really a bright young cast here in Haley Lou Richardson and Owen Teague.
Thank you. How did
that casting process work, and what made you decide that they were the ones?
You know, we had been talking to Haley Lou about the movie that we were trying to make before the pandemic hit. It's an adaptation of a book called The Friend that Sigrid Nunez wrote, a beautiful story. And so that's how we got to know Haley and just immediately thought about her to play Aaron. And Owen Teague auditioned for us cold from his parents' attic in Florida where he was locked down. And he so fit the mold of the character, the archetype of the character that we wrote, a kind of sensitive young man who, you know, was kind of still cultish in his body, and he just walked right into that, and we were just knocked out by his performance. I mean, by his audition, and that's how we came to work with the two of them.
It is amazing. They do so much. There's the script is great, and Scott, I know you wrote the script, or did a chunk of it. The amount of stuff that they is impressive is the amount of stuff that they do say. This is a very visual film.
Yeah, I mean, David and I wrote the script together, and it's based on a kind of story that we hashed out with another collaborator of ours, Mike Spreeder, And you know, one of the things we started with was we wanted to tell a story, you know, in a big landscape where the landscape would be a, you know, a kind of big part of the storytelling, you know, because we knew we had to work with a small group of people because of, you know, the COVID restrictions and just the kind of logistics of putting the movie together. So we talked from the beginning about like that, you know, the kind of intimacy of the kind of relationships of the story that we wanted to kind of describe and, you know, in relation to this big open landscape. So that was a thing from the get-go. And then the other thing that we struggled with a lot was this is a story about the past, you know, or that where the foundations of the emotional problems in the story took place in the past. And how do we balance that, you know, concern with the past with an emotional story that we want to feel very much in the present? And so figuring out how to kind of anchor the story in a past that feels very present and emotional without having flashbacks and kind of keeping the story in that kind of present conversational mode. That was another thing that we worked really hard on.
Yeah, it does take place in Big Sky Country. Erin, at one point when she's talking with Cal, is, you know, she's kind of pontificating on the maybe kind of the myth of, you know, Big Sky Country. And how, I don't know how you feel about that. Is there a Western myth? Is it too mythologized, this Big Sky Country, or is it just a nice place to hang this nice intimate story?
Well, I mean, I think for Erin, she talks about that in a way that relates personally to her past and the difficulties of her past. Because, you know, she was a daughter who was trying to overcome, you know, the kind of pain that her father felt at the loss of his wife and Aaron's mother. And so the kind of openness that the myth of openness that she's kind of indoctrinated by isn't the kind of internal landscape of her emotional life. So, you know, for her, it's, you know, she's coming at it from a place of pain in a way.
Excellent. Well, I think I just ran out of my time. So I appreciate you guys taking your time and giving me the opportunity. I really enjoyed the film, and I hope a lot of people see it when it opens up.
Thanks. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for
talking.